Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.
Betty is Zoe Moon, and we are here for the month of December 2017. Can you guys believe we made it through this whole year? What a crazy year. And, you know, in this last month, it might feel a little crazy as well because we are going to experience a Mercury retrograde. And so as you head into the month, you're already in the shadow. The last 2 weeks of November have been in the shadow of this retrograde. So you might have started to feel things slow down or some malfunctioning equipment or vehicles or some mix-ups in the things that are happening. There can also be some retreats of current people and situations, you know, withdrawing for a few weeks during the retrograde, or the return of people from the past. So that's going to be full throttle in December. And it's running from, you know, officially from December 3rd through December 22nd. And so there's going to be other energy in the same place, very active. So we really want to focus on what that's all going to be about. The topics that are going to be in question with all of this have to do with travel and people at a distance. It has to do with anything legal that you might be dealing with. It has to do with any educational scenarios you're involved with, whether you're teaching or you're in school or getting training. It has to do with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It also has to do with weddings and other ceremonies, religion, and politics. So it's all those expansive areas, you know, in our life that kind of broaden our perspective and take us out there. And so, you know, we really do want to take care during December that we don't get caught up in the challenging side of Mercury retrograde as much as humanly possible. So you want to double check if you're traveling, make sure you've got your tickets, make sure you've got your tag on your, you know, luggage, make sure that your car that you've reserved is really going to be there. Give yourself a little extra time. If you're going into a legal scenario, if it's possible to hold off on signing final documents until the retrograde is done without hurting your situation, then you would want to. And if you do have to, make sure you're getting a lot of good legal advice and getting a little wiggle room in there so if something changes later on. And the same thing for every single one of those. You know, we may hear something through the media, as an example, you know, during that retrograde, and then there's a reversal later on. So, you know, everything that you hear may not be everything that ends up being what's happening as things, you know, progress down the line. And if you're part of a media project or marketing campaign or publishing, you know, then you want to just take your time. The good part about all of this is that Mercury retrogrades are a do-over, and so it does give you the time in the slowing down of things to really go back and revisit things from the past and see if there is an alternative or if there's a way to maybe rekindle something with somebody or if there is a need to release something and get better closure. So you know, there is that good part of it, as long as you can not get too frustrated with all the craziness going on with the mix-ups and all of that. So we have that kind of coloring, it, you know, as it comes out on the 22nd, it'll still be in the shadow going up through, I believe it's the 2nd of January. So, you know, pretty much all of December is under this particular influence. Venus will also be traveling through this sign and all of those topics I just listed for the first 25 days of the month. So she will help in smoothing things out, or she may really bring a focus on a particular woman or women in the scenario, or she may make it help you focus on your income needs in some of those areas, or the love that's blossoming in some of those areas, or maybe about beauty themes. These are the things Venus rules. So she should help the situation. And the other energy that's going to be active here is the new moon. And we are going to have a new moon on the 18th of December. So the 2 weeks that follow, this is going to help you launch forward. And so new moons really give you kind of a cosmic boost and help you propel yourself into something brand new or take whatever you're doing into the next level. So again, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes are where it's at. So I really kind of think the only tricky little part of that is that here we have new moon pushing us forward on the 18th, and the Mercury retrograde isn't done until the 22nd, so those first 4 or 5 days, if you do launch forward, there will most likely be something from the past associated with this new launch, or something about the releasing or rekindling of something from the past. It's possible that in this new launch you could drag forward some of the glitchy mix-up malfunctioning things, and then probably come January you would then reconfigure that or get back in there and hammer it out in some way. So just be aware of that. If you want to kind of be clean of that, any of that kind of nonsense, then you would have to wait at least until after the 22nd. You still could get some of it because of the shadow. So, I mean, it's just something to keep in mind. You're still going to get that nice big boost. And, hey, maybe because of the divine timing of all of this, it's meant to be tied into that so that for whatever reason, you know, it's going to involve something there going forward. So that's our big focus on the ninth house topics with Mercury retrograde, Venus, and the new moon. We also, in the month of December, will have a full moon, and that's on the 3rd, so it's right at the beginning of the month, and that's in Gemini. And so, you know, when we are having a climactic high point, which a full moon is, in Gemini, then it is about information or communication first and foremost. So there might be some really big news that is going to be impacting you in a powerful way by the 3rd of December. It can also be that there is something involving a talk or maybe a meet. You meet somebody out there running around or a meeting that you set up and something culminating with that meeting. It can be about something you've been writing, so you might be wrapping up that writing project or getting your, you know, the offer coming through if you've put your writing out there. It can be about an agreement or negotiating terms, you know, and something really hitting a high point with that. It can be about sales. Anything in the merchant territory is ruled by Gemini. It can also be about interviews or auditions. It can be about your ideas. It can be about offers and decisions that you're making, proposals. So we're seeing something very epically high around one of those topics. And then besides information and communication, Gemini also rules our brothers and sisters and neighbors, and it rules our vehicles and electronics, and it rules what we do out there locally in our community, our neighborhood, or in short trips to nearby places. So there could equally be something big kind of coming to a head in one of those areas. So you just want to be aware the 3rd will bring things to a climax in some way. It can be, you know, result in big celebrations and achievements in those areas, or endings and wrapping ups and finalizations. And you just do want to watch your words, that if you get into something heated with somebody, if you're, you know, talking and all of a sudden you're disagreeing and you really bring that up to a peak, it could really end something in your situation. So be careful with your words. But, you know, likely this will be about good things happening. Let's keep, you know, that idea. So that's the second major thing going on in December. And then, oh, and you know what? I did want to point out that that energy that's happening on the 3rd with this information or the sibling, et cetera, it's the same energy that will be in play on New Year's Eve. So you might get a big hint about how your New Year's Eve is going to go by what's going on the 3rd. And I do think that that kind of means that New Year's will be very chatty, very flirty, very, you know, Gemini. So you might really meet some new people and have a lot of shared ideas on that night. And however it plays out for you will probably be an indicator of what way it's going to go. So you can keep that in mind, too, around the 3rd. All right. And then the other major thing going on, and this is the biggie, believe it or not, if that wasn't big enough for you guys, the big thing is that Saturn is going to be moving into Capricorn. And this is happening on the 19th. And Saturn has not been in Capricorn for 29 years, and so, you know, that's why it's a big deal. And it's going to move into this sign and travel there for the next 3 years. And so Capricorn happens to be the sign that Saturn rules, so it's very happy being in this sign. And it's very, maybe a very intense period. I mean, you'll have to go back and look at what was going on in your life during the 3 years that it was there the last time. But just keep in mind that while Saturn travels through Capricorn, we are, you know, any Saturn transit is about being tested and pushed to gain some kind of new self-mastery, a new level of proficiency. It is going to challenge your ambitions. It's going to challenge your responsibilities in situations. It will ask you to, you know, get serious and structure things to support you if they are not supporting you. It'll kick the feet out from under you of things that are not really going to support you long term, so that you can fix it during the transit. You know, so it's a really serious energy, but it is going to be in flow. And to give you guys a heads up, when we get into 2018, it is going to be making some positive alignments for the first time in years. And so that's going to feel really good, and it's going to help us with what we're doing in these Capricorn arenas. And so we want to really kind of look at what Capricorn rules and where we need to get serious in our lives now. And so this is about, first, it is about our personal goals. So, you know, is your goal to retire? Is your goal to get married? Is your goal to buy a house? Is your goal to succeed in your business? Is your goal to, you know, get lean and mean? And I don't know what your goals are. But this period can help you really start doing the work. And over time, if you do the work over this three-year period, then that effort then can pay off by supporting you, by giving you those foundations you need for this thing to then be in place for many, many years ahead. I mean, it won't come back for another 29 years, right? So really get serious about your goals. What are they? Make a list. It can be part of your New Year's resolutions, and this time you may really actually see something happen with these. Secondly, Capricorn rules our career. And so, you know, if your goal is your career, you got a double whammy here. It's time to go for it, right? But the career, the status, the reputation, your fame or notoriety, the direction you want to go with all of this, Saturn is going to test that. If you're in the wrong career, it's going to bring obstacles and make it weighty so that you kick yourself in the behind and move on into the right direction for you. If you're in the right career, it's going to continually bring more responsibilities and promotions and things like this for you to kind of take each step forward in mastering that new level of leadership within your own dynamic. And so it's really an important time. Maybe you need to go back to school and, you know, get a new certification, or maybe, you know, you need to get out and start a business. I mean, whatever it is, just remember that Saturn is about father time, and it's slow, and so it's going to be over time that this develops. It's not a get-rich-quick kind of energy. It's an energy that is going to say, if you show up and you start to get disciplined and do the work every day during this transit, you have every reason to believe that something major could be set into place and locked down for a long term for you guys. And so getting serious about career is the second part. The third part is that this particular sign rules authority figures. So during this 3 years, we're going to see some serious things happening with the bosses, the parents, the judges, the mentors, the teachers, the directors, leaders of the world, you know. It's those higher-up type individuals that Saturn is going to be testing. They're going to, you know, be taking on more or going to be leaving, you know. One side or the other, endings are long-term scenarios that are going to get really serious. And so there may be some of these people in your own individual life where you're going to be dealing with them and learning how to deal with them from a different, you know, perspective through this authority energy and responsible energy, or through an ending or through a long-term commitment. And so obviously this is going to play out in a different area, will be affected for every single sign, but that's the general energy beneath every single sign that will be, you know, important to keep in your mind. And it's, you know, something to note in the month of December that on the 21st, the sun will enter Capricorn and stay there for 30 days, taking us into January. And so that puts a spotlight on each one of us individually, starts urging us to start showing up, getting more personally and physically involved with those goals, the career or the authority figure that's in question in our life. And on the 25th of December, on Christmas Day, Venus and Saturn will come together on the same degree, first time they've been together in Capricorn for 29 years. So they're definitely setting up a new story together. And so, again, this brings in the woman or women, the beauty interest, the income flow or the love, and what's happening with that when it comes to these goals and the career and the authority figures moving forward. It's a serious energy. Again, conjunctions can be kind of wrapping up in the end of an old cycle, but definitely are about the launch into a new cycle. So as we start to break this down for the signs, you know, Aries is pretty much dead on with everything I say in the generalization because they're the first sign. So Aries, you know, the month of December, you may have some frustrations or glitches or malfunctions when it comes to travel plans or people at a distance, anything legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political related. However, it is a do-over, and so you want to slow down in those areas. You want to allow for any kind of coming and going of people. The past people may show back up. Current situations might exit for a temporary time. And you want to double-check your facts and figures. Make sure you haven't missed anything. It's an opportunity to get things right. If you need to go back and release something, rekindle something with somebody, rework it, rethink it, this is your opportunity to do that. Try not to get frustrated because it'll be back in flow again starting on the 22nd forward. And really in January is when it's going to get back into new territory in those areas. Venus will be there throughout the month helping to smooth out or attract what you need, making the focus on the women, the income, the beauty, or the love in the mix. And that new moon on the 18th will give you that boost forward for the last 2 weeks of December, helping you either start something new and maybe involving the past as you do that, or take things into that next chapter. The full moon on the 3rd for Aries brings that very big news or offer, the big talk or meeting, the agreement, the sales, the writing, something big with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, something big with a move or your short trips or local activities, something big with vehicles or electronics, or a big decision that needs to be made. Could be a big flirtation, too. So something really hitting a high peak around the 3rd in those areas. And then with Saturn taking up its new position in Capricorn starting on the 19th and for the next 3 years, this is the period areas where you may decide to end something with a goal or the career or an authority figure you're dealing with, or you might make some long-term commitments here. You might be testing yourself or be tested about your ambitions about this so that you really are on the right path long-term. You might take on more responsibilities. You might deal with limits or structures that support. And so you really do want to watch what's happening around the 19th. And take it seriously. You know, this time can help you cement something that will be in your life for a very long time. And then pay attention to the 21st and the 25th, those 2 days. You'll have the sun moving in and then the Venus-Saturn conjunction, so those might be days that stand out for things happening with these particular topics for you guys. For Taurus, you know, Mercury is going to retrograde throughout December, especially the 3rd through the 22nd. You're going to feel it. And, you know, this means that there can be some mix-ups, some malfunctioning, some breakdowns, and the craziness of Mercury retrograde. But it can also bring that opportunity to go back, slow down, and release something or rekindle something or rework it and get it right during this period. And for Taurus, it's going to focus on any of the big financial topics. So that could be about a loan, the debt, the inheritance, a bankruptcy, the insurance, taxes, the investments, commissions, alimony, child support, any of those financial topics or other ones that you think of. So double check, you know, if you're waiting on money coming in or out, make sure you're not losing credit cards, things like that. But do give yourself a chance to go back if you need to sit down with a financial expert and get advice on anything or figure out what's happening here. And then also this particular area for Taurus is about your sexual attractions and activity, what's going on with reproductive scenarios, what's going on with death or birth, what's going on with divorce, and what what's going on with third-party situations, so situations that involve you and two other people, and the balance of power or control in those kind of scenarios, how you're working things out. So, you know, again, in all of those areas, you might be having past people coming back in. You might be, you know, going back and refixing something, letting go of something, rekindling. You might be seeing something exit in a certain situation that's ongoing now. And so you're kind of in flux with all of this through December. But do take the time to kind of analyze what it is you need to do about all this stuff. Venus will travel through here up through the 25th, so that may mean that the focus is on a woman or on your own income or beauty interests or love or lover situation as you go through those topics. And the new moon on the 18th will then give you that boost forward. So from then and the 2 weeks that follow, then you'll have that opportunity to kind of move into the next chapter or start something new as you're dealing with all this, you know, back and forth with the past, with Mercury retrograde. The full moon on the 3rd brings something to a climax for Taurus with their income, their purchases, their possessions, or their products. So, you know, you're either wrapping something up there, you're getting your finalizations, you're ending something, or there's a reason to celebrate, a breakthrough, or some kind of achievement going on in those areas. So you might want to try to, you know, keep that in mind and work towards that day. It comes right at the beginning of the month. And then finally, with Saturn getting ready to move into Capricorn on the 19th, this starts 3 years that you have not experienced in 29 years with Saturn here. So this is going to be starting a cycle of testing you and pushing you to gather that next level of proficiency and self-mastery and to see where your ambitions lie and get you to do the work and take on more and step up a level when it comes to a lot of things. Are you ready? It's the 9th house of the expansive mind and the things that broaden our perspective. So anything legal, anything educational, anything media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting related, anything with travel or people at a distance or relocation at a distance, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, and anything with religion or politics. So you could end something here. You could make a very long-term commitment here. It is stuff that you can build over time, one brick at a time in these areas. It's not anything fast. You don't want to get caught up in something, you know, where you're trying to really expand, you know, crazily fast. It would not be a good time to, you know, go get into a lawsuit or get into, you know, a battle over education and those kind of things. It's better to be serious and committed about, you know, brick by brick over these next 3 years, building something, testing yourself. If something needs to end, then you need to allow it to end as part of the divine timing of all this. But it is about really getting ambitious and, you know, kind of cementing some long-term things in those areas over over these years ahead. Note the 21st and the 25th may stand out as days where you're really seeing how serious some of this is. And I forgot to mention, too, when we were talking about that full moon on the 3rd, some of that energy is what's going to be peaking on New Year's Eve for the Tauruses. So New Year's Eve may really have some energy around your products or purchases or possessions or gifts or income. So whatever it is, maybe you're going to go make money performing out there, you know, for New Year's Eve, or maybe there's going to be a really spectacular gift that you're going to exchange or a purchase that you're going to, you know, whatever. But that energy is going to be in play for New Year's Eve. For Gemini, the Mercury, which is really all over the whole month, I'm going to hold off and talk to you guys about when we come back from break. So we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
All right, Gemini. So, you know, all this Mercury retrograde energy is focused on your relationships. So, joy, right? So, I mean, the issues can be mix-ups, miscommunications, malfunctioning situations, breakdowns, or somebody from the past returning or a current situation exiting for the period of the retrograde. And so when I'm saying relationships, it's romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, out on the world stage. You know, it's the allies and enemies. So Mercury retrograde is going to really maybe mess with the Geminis a little bit in these areas. So you do want to kind of give people the benefit of the doubt when you can. You want to double check where you're meeting them or what they said. Ask for clarification if you're, you know, really feeling like something's weird with you and another person. Try to hold off on signing final agreements until after the retrograde on the 22nd if you can hold off without hurting the scenario. If you are going to make a commitment or sign something with one of these people during this period, then expect things to shift gears a little bit later on. But it is a do-over, so it does let you guys go back and rekindle, release, rework, rethink things with anything ongoing or past scenarios coming back. So take your time, figure out what this is going to be. Venus will travel through your relationship zone up through the 25th, so most of December, and that can help smooth things out, bring a focus on the love or the income needs or the woman or women or the beauty scenarios going on here and help with those things. And that new moon on the 18th then will give you that boost forward for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of December, really helping you, you know, take things in the direction that you want to go, start something new or, you know, take things to that next level. When we look at the full moon, it's in your sign, Gemini. So on the 3rd, something is coming to a head involving you. This could have an impact on, you know, where you are with your name, your title, your identity, your image, your brand, your body, or just something personal to you that you're really in there and having some kind of recognition or some celebration or achievement or perhaps ending something or wrapping something up. So definitely puts the spotlight on Geminis on the 3rd, and the same thing is going to be happening on New Year's Eve, which let's hope that means a fantastic New Year's Eve for you guys. I know you just hate being the center of attention, so it should make it an interesting night for you, but pay attention to whatever's happening on the 3rd. That'll probably give you the best indication about what this is going to be on New Year's. All right, and then as far as Saturn going into Capricorn and starting this new year, 3-year cycle on the 19th, you guys have not, as all signs have not had this here for 29 years. This is going to be about starting to be tested, deal with any endings, responsibilities, long-term commitments, ambitions, your own authority, or dealing with other authorities in the mix. And it's going to play out in a few areas for Gemini. First, it's going to be about the financial scenarios. So that can be about shared resources, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, anything, you know, commissions, royalties, whatever the financial topic is for you guys. And so you're going to, you know, you may see things tightening up a bit in those areas. There might be some kind of serious need to tackle something there and make some long-term decisions over these next 3 years about how you want that to go. Secondly, this is about your sex life, about your reproductive life. So you might be making, you know, a commitment to somebody there, or you might be seeing an authority type person to get some help there. You might be ending a scenario there. You know, Saturn is going to get you serious in those areas. It is the territory of death and birth, so there may be the crossing over of someone or a new soul coming into your life through the veil between worlds there during this 3-year period that has a powerful impact on you. Or you might decide that you become interested in what that all means, you know, on the greater spiritual level and start to study those things in some way. This is the area that rules divorce, and so you might really get serious about trying to save a marriage or end a marriage or, you know, whatever else that influence might have on you. And it is the area of triangles, third-party situations. And so it is a time to kind of look at how that's playing out in your life. Are you dating two people? Are you in business with two people? Is it you and a partner and the clients? How do you need to get serious about what's happening in any kind of third-party situation in your life? And so Saturn, again, it's going to test, it's going to push, it may limit or tighten things or it bring a loss or ending in a scenario, but in the long term, it's going to help you get more solid and grounded underneath your feet in these areas if you step up and you show up for these things and help you, you know, feel more stable moving forward after it moves out. And if there are ambitions, you know, in these areas, it will definitely help you take hold of that ambition and work it slowly to build it throughout this three-year process. All right, for Cancer, you know, the whole December Mercury retrograde energy is going to be focusing on your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, any organizing or cleaning. So you can pick any of that and expect to see some mix-ups and malfunctions and breakdowns and slowdowns in these situations for sure, and possibly people from the past coming back around to give it another shot, or possibly somebody currently exiting. So whatever is happening here in the flux, you know, just remember that it's not stable yet. It really probably won't be stable until January, but it's giving you a do-over. So as long as you're double-checking your facts and figures and taking it slow and trying to avoid most of the hiccups, it gives you a big chance to go back and get something right in these areas. So you want to keep the lines of communication open and see what comes here. Venus will be here the whole time, so it may focus all of this on a woman or women or beauty or love or income needs and help in those areas. And the new moon on the 18th will then help start to launch all this forward into the next chapter. So that's how you can kind of feel all of that out. Then with the full moon on the 3rd, that's bringing something to a climax in your 12th house. So for Cancer, this means something really big going on with healing, addictions, hospitals, or other institutions, or something big going on in an artistic situation, you know, film, music, painting, poetry, theater, concerts, something like that. Something really big happening with a romance or with a spiritual belief or practice, or with the veil between worlds, or your psychic impressions or magical interests, or with research and investigation. So there's a lot there that you could choose from, but something will be coming to a head either by bringing a big ending or wrap-up or finalization or a celebration or achievement. And that same energy will be the energy that's in play for New Year's Eve, fairly correlated to that. So it'll give you a clue as to what to expect for that night. With Saturn moving into Capricorn on the 19th, this is kicking off a three-year period that you haven't had in 29 years of more tests and limits and endings and restrictions and a push for more self-mastery and leadership ability for you. And then on the positive side, really bringing, you know, the responsibilities that you take on or that this other person takes on and giving you more ambition and leadership ability and helping you structure things that will support you moving forward. And for Cancer, it's all focused on relationships. And so it is going to be a period where some relationships may end, and it's going to be a period where you're going to make some very long-term commitments with some key individuals. And so you might, you know, start a business with somebody that'll be in play for years and years, or you might get married or, you know, something like that. So when we're talking about relationships for Cancer, this is going to be with your romantic and business partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents. So you want to kind of pay attention to what's starting up around the 19th. Who do you need to see to get serious about your goals, your ambitions, or this authority figure? And what is it that you want to concentrate on? Note that the 21st and 25th may be standout days for this, because you're going to start to show up and get serious even more so with this as you move forward. But really, slow, steady wins the race. Get serious about what you want with these individuals. For Leo, December with this Mercury retrograde, especially from the 3rd through the 22nd, is going to bring a lot of flux with lovers, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits. So I'll tell you more about that when we come back from break. We'll be back in just a minute.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, Leo, so it's, you know, the Mercury retrograde is going to kind of slow things down, bring the glitches, the mix-ups, the breakdowns, the malfunctions, but it's also going to take you back to past people and the opportunities and issues to get things right. It's going to slow things down currently to help you reconnect or rethink things. And the focus is, like I said, on your love life or your lovers, on the kids, on creative projects and recreational pursuits. So as long as you're watching out for mix-ups and malfunctions there, it is a really important do-over month, so be open to that. Venus will be traveling here, helping you focus it on the love or the women or the beauty or the income flow in that scenario. And the new moon on the 18th will help push you forward with all of this for the 2 weeks that follow. So you'll have a whole two-week period to kind of launch into something new or next level in those areas. The full moon on the 3rd for Leo is bringing something to a climax with friends, groups, gatherings, parties, events, the internet, astrology, charities, your personal aspirations or original projects. So literally, you know, you can be celebrating, achieving something there, or you can be wrapping up projects or marking an ending in one of those scenarios. And that same energy looks to be in play on New Year's Eve. So I do think the Leos can look forward to a very social New Year's Eve this particular year. And then with Saturn moving into Capricorn, again, with everybody, you're looking back 29 years. So, you know, 1988 through 1991, what was going on in your lives back then? Saturn is getting ready to really get you serious. For Leo, it's going to focus you on your work and your health. Those are the two most important areas. And then also on animals, on paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, or cleaning. In all of these areas, you know, you might be tested. You might have something ending there because it's not the right thing for you. You might be pushed to take on more responsibilities, to step up and kind of gain that self-mastery that you need. But it's also an area where you can slowly but surely gather more knowledge and leadership ability and be more ambitious in these areas. So really right from the get-go, get serious about what needs to go, what you want to achieve, what's happening in your world in those areas. Look for clues in your life around you because you're going to be dealing with this for 3 years, and it's a time where what you've put underneath you, what you structure and get solid on, can then support you for many, many years to come. Note the 21st and 25th may be standout important days about at least one of those topics. For Virgo, all this Mercury retrograde energy in December, and especially from the 3rd to the 22nd, is going to, you know, bring the typical glitches, breakdowns, malfunctions, mix-ups, miscommunications, slowdowns, but also give you a do-over, a chance to go back and reconnect with past people and ideas and issues and opportunities, to rework or rethink things, release or rekindle things. So, you know, you want to take the time, guard against the craziness, but really try to rework what you need to. And it's focusing for Virgo on your home, on what you're doing with either real estate deals, moves, or renovations, or anything that is in your home or about your home. And it's also focusing on your family, your parents, or your roommate's situations, or history or ancestry. So, you know, keep the lines of communication open there. Talk with people, meet with people, look at your agreements and sales and writing and decisions about all this. Venus will travel through here throughout the month, which may, well, up through the 25th. So it may bring a focus on a woman here or women here or the love that can flower here or the income that can play out in this, in one of these areas, or beauty themes in the mix, and this should help. And that new moon on the 18th will then give you a launch forward into something brand new or taking things into a new chapter for you guys in current scenarios from the 18th and the 2 weeks that follow. That's a really powerful time to launch. And then that full moon on the 3rd for Virgo is in your midheaven. So this can be bringing something to a big climax with your career or with a big personal goal or what's happening with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, somebody like that. So if your aim is to, you know, have that breakthrough and celebrate and achieve something, work towards that, you might be wrapping up something with the goal, the career, the authority figure, or see an ending or finalization coming through in those areas. That's the climax. And whatever this is also then in play for New Year's Eve, so you might be out there having some attention and notoriety or fame or career goal scenario going on New Year's Eve, or you might be spending it with an authority type person, a higher up person than yourself. And then Saturn moving into Capricorn for Virgo. This is your house of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. And so over the next 3 years, starting on the 19th, you really want to get serious about those areas. Are you happy with what's happening here? What needs to end? Where do you need to make some long-term commitments to your life? How ambitious are you about these themes? And start to structure things brick by brick over these next 3 years so that you have a solid ground. A lot of the Virgos out there will fall in love and get very serious about that. A lot of Virgos in a bad love relationship might decide that they don't want to go forward with that. A lot of Virgos might really, you know, get ambitious about their creative objectives and things like this. So the tests that come along with this are just to kind of see how serious are you and are you willing to do the work and is this a dead-end road and where do you go from there? And so pay attention to what's starting to happen on the 19th onward. The 21st and 25th will probably be serious days to kind of get you on the right footing one way or the other to start showing up for this. For Libra, the whole month of December with the Mercury retrograde is communication and information for you guys. So, wow, you know, the 3rd through the 22nd especially, there could be more mix-ups, breakdowns, malfunctions, miscommunications, but there's also a really powerful do-over for the Libras. So if that's going back and releasing something or rekindling something or rethinking or reworking, it's going to all come through talks, news, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions you're making. And for some Libras, there also may be a focus on this do-over with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, local activities, short trips to nearby places, vehicles or electronics. So definitely back things up and take your time, but it is a do-over. Venus will be here helping with love, women, beauty, or income themes in the mix. And the new moon on the 18th will give you that boost forward for 2 weeks, helping you launch into whatever this new thing or next level will be. And then that full moon on the 3rd for Libra is bringing something to a big climax with legal, travel, educational, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political theme. And so you're seeing a big finalization or ending or wrap up, or you're celebrating or achieving or getting some attention garnering this way for you over those topics by the 3rd. And those same themes would be what would be kind of the focus for New Year's Eve for you guys. So plan accordingly. And then Saturn moving into Capricorn on the 19th starts this 3-year cycle for Librans where it's going to get really serious when it comes to your home, your roommates, your family, your parents, any real estate deals, moves, or renovations, your history or ancestry. So this is where you would either deal with limits or endings, where you would deal with long-term commitments, responsibilities, tackling more in this area so you have more self-mastery. Anything that is not really meant to go forward will end during this time. Anything that really is going to help you step up in your leadership abilities and feeling more solid and grounded and secure in your life will show up so that you can get serious about it. So don't be escapist in any of those areas. Definitely this is the time to make some big choices about what you're going to need for the next 29-year chapter here, and those things will start to show up. Note that the 21st and 25th may be important days with that as well. For Scorpio, December is going to be kind of crazy and flux with Mercury retrograde involving your income, your purchases, your possessions, your gifts, or your products. And so I'm going to talk more about that when we come back for break. We'll be back in a minute.
All positive natural health programs on HRNradio.com.
Yeah, it's Scorpio, so keep an eye on anything going on with where the money flow is, the products, the purchases, the gifts. Mercury retrograde will keep you kind of like, you know, maybe mixed up or back and forth with that. But it is a do-over. It gives you a chance to go back and reconnect with people from the past or old ideas or situations or opportunities and either rekindle, rework, rethink, release, whatever needs to happen. Venus will be traveling through this income, product, possession, and purchase and gift arena throughout the month up through the 25th, so that can help attract and smooth things out, maybe focus things on the love or the woman or the beauty or the, or again, income flow here in a good way. And then the new moon on the 18th will give you that launch forward so you can start new things or take things to the next level moving ahead. The full moon on the 3rd is going to bring something to a big climax on the other side of the financial track, so loans, debts, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, that kind of thing, or something very big culminating with your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario. So, you know, you may be wrapping up, finalizing something there, seeing an ending, or achieving, celebrating what's happening in those areas. And then the big news is Saturn moving into Capricorn. Scorpio, this is your arena of communication and information, and it's going to travel there for 3 years starting on the 19th. So it's time to really get serious about your ideas, your words, your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews and auditions, what you're doing with proposals or offers or decisions. And on the flip side of that, it's also impacting what's going on with brothers and sisters and neighbors, moves, local activities, short trips to nearby places, vehicles, and electronics. So whatever's happening in your life in those areas, Saturn really is going to want you to master some new level of proficiency. It's going to test you by endings or limits or restrictions or responsibilities in those areas, but it's also going to then push you to be ambitious and to take on that next level up, and that's what you're meant to achieve. So, you know, look at what's kind of coming into your world around the 19th and the last couple weeks of December for clues as to where this next level of mastery is going to be. Note that the 21st and the 25th might be days that stand out as serious days with this. For Sagittarius, all of this Mercury retrograde energy is in your sign in December. So the Sagittarius are kind of in flux, you know, whether that means you're rethinking something from the past or running into past people or situations or issues or opportunities, or you're slowing down in current situations and reconnecting with yourself in some way. It definitely is a time to focus on you. So whether that means your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some kind of just personal need that you have, this is the time frame so that you get something right. And whatever you need to rethink there. Venus will be traveling through your sign through the 25th, so it will give you some help with smoothing things out or attracting the love, the income, the women, or the beauty interest to you. And then the new moon on the 18th is in your sign, so that'll help launch you forward in the 2 weeks that you know are coming after that. So you want to be proactive about where you are. And just, you know, if you're trying to make a decision about something important to yourself, just remember that Mercury retrograde is going to kind of keep it in flux, you know, until you really have figured it all out. So don't rush that. The new year, the full moon on the 3rd, which is also the same as some of the New Year's energy, is going to focus on a relationship for Sagittarius. So something big is culminating either with a romantic partner, a business partner, the clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. And so at this point, you know, there could be celebrations or achievements, or you're wrapping up projects or situations, or you're marking an ending with these people. So, you know, whatever's happening around the 3rd, probably seeing that same kind of scenario on New Year's Eve. And then with Saturn moving into Capricorn, it means these next 3 years for Sag, it's going to be about really testing yourself or being tested, dealing with responsibilities and limits and endings and long-term commitments and ambitions when it comes to your personal income, when it comes to your purchases, your possessions, your products, and what you value in life. And so, you know, whatever is meant to be long-term over the next 29 years, I mean, it's really going to be kind of setting the stage for that. So if you're not happy in certain situations that are going on now, it'll help you in those. If it's time to really get serious and study and get ambitious about where you want to go with this, it'll help you with that. Slow and steady wins the race. And remember, the 21st and 25th will be standout days with that. For Capricorn, all this Mercury retrograde energy in December is going to focus on healing, hospitals, addictions, other institutions, anything with romance or karmic unions, anything with artistic pursuits or spiritual practices, anything with research and development. So you want to slow down, you want to look for the glitches or mix-ups or malfunctioning scenarios, but you also want to take advantage of the do-over, go back over things, rekindle something, release something, rework it, rethink it, and know that Venus is traveling through this area through the 25th, so it'll give you a chance to focus either on a woman or the love or the income or the beauty themes in the mix in a beneficial way, and the new moon on the 18th will help launch you forward into new territory in the 2 weeks that follow. The third is the full moon, and that's bringing something to a climax for Capricorn, either with your work, a health matter, the pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, or cleaning. So in these areas, you're wrapping up something, you're ending something that's been ongoing, or you're celebrating and achieving a breakthrough here, a big climax around the third with that. And whatever that is, then, again, be in motion around New Year's Eve for you guys. And then with Saturn moving into Capricorn, for Capricorn, this is a really big deal because you're actually ending a 29-year chapter of your life, and you're getting ready to start a new 29-year chapter. And so it's a really important time to get serious about who you are and where you want to go with your own identity over these 3 years ahead. You will end some things. You will commit long-term to some things. You will test yourself. You will look at your own responsibilities and your own ambitions and personal authority. You do want to get serious about how you're feeling within your own body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. Some Capricorns may get married or divorced during this period because it would impact your name and identity. You might change jobs so you get a new title. You get the idea. Definitely is the best part about this for Capricorns, that it can help you lose weight if you're really struggling with that because it's a lean energy. But otherwise, you know, it's just a really important time for you guys to get serious about what it is you want. And note the 21st and 25th are important days with that. Mercury retrograde for Aquarius, when we're looking at December, it's going to impact you the whole month, but the 3rd through the 22nd the most. So slowdowns, mix-ups, malfunctions, breakdowns, but also a do-over, going back, rekindling, releasing, reworking things with friends, with groups, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings, with your own personal aspirations or original projects. So be in flux with that. See what sticks, what doesn't, what you want to release, what you want to rekindle. Venus will help you with love or women or beauty or income flow in that story throughout the month up through the 25th. And the new moon on the 18th will then give you that boost forward and help you take it to the next level. The full moon on the 3rd is bringing something to a climax for Aquarius with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So big things can be breaking through or finalized endings, wrapping up projects, celebrating, achieving in those areas around the 3rd, and that same energy then would be in play on New Year's Eve, so whatever's happening then, you can might get a playback for it on New Year's Eve. And with Saturn moving into Capricorn, this is the mysterious 12th house for Aquarius. So starting on the 19th, a new 3-year cycle kicks in where you're going to get way more serious about art, film, music, painting, poetry, anything muse-related, your spiritual practices, your magical or psychic interests, your romantic unions or karmic unions, your healing or addictions or hospitals or other institutions, and anything with research and investigations and behind-the-scenes developments. So, you know, Saturn, as with everyone, it's going to test you to step up a level in your mastery here. It's going to get you very serious to end things that are not serving you long-term, to set up structures that can support you, and to get ambitious and tackle responsibilities there and drive yourself forward in the best way possible, the 21st and 25th being standout days. And then with Pisces, all this Mercury retrograde energy in December is going to be focused on your career, your personal goals, and authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, etc. So you can have mix-ups and glitches and breakdowns in those areas, but it is a big do-over. It allows you to go back, rekindle things with people from the past, or review or rework or rethink or release things and get it right. So focus on goals, career, and authority figures. Venus travels here through the 21st, which will help with love, women, beauty, or income in that mix, and the new moon on the 18th will push things forward for the next 2 weeks, helping you launch into that next level. The full moon on the 3rd brings something to a head with your home, family, roommates, moves, renovations, or parents, so something really big ending, wrapping up, or celebrated and achieved there. And then Saturn in Capricorn for Pisces is going to be about getting serious about your personal aspirations, your original projects, your friends, groups, internet activity, astrology, charities, or gatherings over the next 3 years. So you'll be ending things that don't serve you, tested, taking on more responsibilities, and getting ambitious in those areas. And that's it, guys. Zoe Moon, I hope it's a wonderful December. We'll talk to you next year.